Good morning. This is Larry Johnson calling from Chennai, India. Chennai is spelled C-H-E-N-N-A-I. I'm here with Governor Branstad and Iowa Economic Development Authority Director Debbie Durham. Also on the line is Iowa Agriculture Secretary Bill Northey. He joined us for the first three cities in New Delhi, Mumbai, and Hyderabad. Here is Governor Branstad.
Good morning. I'm in Chennai, India. It is evening, Monday evening here. I know it's Monday morning back in Iowa. I want to begin by, first of all, expressing my condolences on the unfortunate death of Jamie Bunting, a police officer from Rockwell City, Iowa, who was killed in the line of duty. And his funeral will be tomorrow. I have called his widow, Mandy, to express my condolences and that of the people of Iowa for the death of her husband in the line of duty. And the Lieutenant Governor will be attending the funeral tomorrow, Tuesday. We also have directed that the flags will be at half staff tomorrow as well. Now I want to comment on the trade mission. We have spent the last week here in India. It's been a great experience of my first visit here. 32-member delegation representing many Iowa businesses and also some people with significant interest in higher education in the state of Iowa. We arrived in New Delhi and were hosted to a reception by the American ambassador to India, Nancy Powell. Nancy is a native Iowan. She is a University of Northern Iowa graduate. She hosted a wonderful reception for us. We also, while we were in New Delhi, visited the Agricultural Institute, where they have a statue of Norman Borlaug, and I laid a wreath at the statue of Norman Borlaug and gave a brief speech expressing our appreciation for the tremendous work that Norman Borlaug did, and he is very well respected here in India because of his work in the Green Revolution and saving over a million people's lives. We went on from New Delhi to Mumbai. The Confederation of Indian Industry worked with us, and we hosted a reception for Indian business people there. It was well attended. We had a very good session with them. The Confederation of Indian Industry is a very active group. I first came in contact with them last February when they hosted a reception during the National Governors meeting in Washington, D.C. But they were very helpful to us throughout this trip. We went on from Mumbai to Hyderabad, and at Hyderabad, we visited the DuPont plant. We also visited an innovation park and Rockwell Collins facility there as well. And then our final stop was here in Chennai. We visited Kemin Industries, and Kemin has a wonderful facility in this area. We also visited the Indian Institute of Technology, which is very much like Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Indian Institute of Technology was one of the earliest technology institutes established here in India. They now have 16 of them, but it was one of the first five. And there are many distinguished graduates of this facility that are in engineering and scientists throughout the world, many of them in the United States, who have gotten advanced degrees from American universities. Anyway, there's great opportunity for us, especially Iowa State University and the University of Iowa, to do a lot of collaboration with this Indian Institute of Technology. Also, the Indian Institute of Technology here in Chennai is the first university or institute like this to have a research park in conjunction with it. We visited the research park as well, and I told them about the experience we've had with the research parks have been developed at the at Iowa State University and the University of Iowa, and how Stephen Leith is now the president of Iowa State, and he came from having been director of the research program for the University of North Carolina system. We also visited Emerson Fisher plant today, and their plant here, which is doing very well, also has helped with Emerson with the Fisher controls in Marshalltown, and they have a institute there, Innovation Institute, which does work for this plant as well as for the one in Marshalltown. We also had a luncheon, which was attended by the Council General, American Council General here in Chennai, Jennifer McIntyre and her staff, as well as, again, assistance from the Confederation of Indian Industry. And we had a number of great calls and personal meetings with a number of Indian companies, and I'm very hopeful we're going to see additional economic development investments in Iowa, as well as additional growth from Iowa companies here in India as a result of this trip. So with that, we'd open it to your questions. Wait a minute. I want to turn it over first to Debbie Durham, and then Debbie will turn it to Bill Northey. And Debbie and Bill were a tremendous asset and help in this trip. And so I'll turn it over to Debbie.
Well, thank you, Governor. I mean, the Governor gave you a very thorough review of our itinerary since we've been away, so I'm going to take a little different slant. As the Governor said, it was his first trip to India, as it was mine. And I have to tell you, there's much to take in when you come to India. And what appears to be chaos actually is this rhythm that is only India. And there's what we saw was the richness of their traditions and their heritage, the warmth of their people, and certainly the immense economic opportunity we see here and the optimism that surrounds this economy. And then I think finally I'll just say that, you know, I guess the question everyone asks is why India? Why are we here? Well, I think it's important to put it in perspective. They have a growing population. They have their rising middle class. Their economy is on a very positive rise, even though they don't think they'll get to the 8 to 9% growth that they had anticipated. Still 5 or 6%, we'll take it. We're seeing growth in their Tier 1 and Tier 3 cities. We're seeing international focus on India, massive investments in their infrastructure. They have an established port system, and they're the world's largest democracy. From a manufacturing point of view, because, you know, that is Iowa's largest growth state product, they rank worldwide number 4. They easily expect in 5 years that they're going to rank number 2 right behind China. In fact, they've also said that they believe their population will be bigger than China's in the next 15 years. 54% of their population is under 25, and they have a 75% literacy rate in the investments they're doing in education. So when you add that up, then it really does say, why haven't we been to India sooner, I guess, is the question. Because there is immense opportunity here. As the Governor says, we have had great meetings. We're doing follow-up, actually, as of this evening, we were doing follow-up on people that want to come and visit Iowa now, looking for opportunities for partnership and direct investment. And with that, I'll turn it over to Secretary Northey.
Well, thank you, Director. Appreciate the comments. Your head is full of ideas and opportunities after the conversations that we've had. As the Governor mentioned, that starting the trip with a conversation with the ambassador and her understanding of India and suggestions to us about making connections, certainly the Borlaug connection through agriculture and agriculture development has been hugely significant and appreciated over there, and I think offers a special opportunity for Iowa to be able to build connections. And you see some Iowa companies that are over there that have a great presence that were already mentioned, and the DuPont facility, that Pioneer facility that we visited, was very, very impressive. A research facility building for primarily the Indian market. And when you look at that Indian market with all the people that are there, the economic growth that's continuing, there certainly are other opportunities for Iowa companies to be able to be there. Probably agricultural trade is a little farther off, at least the products that we're producing here. But as you look at the growing population, you have to think that there's an opportunity for that down the road. And probably one of the best ways to get there is to continue to develop the relationships with Iowa businesses, going to India with Indians coming to Iowa, and then maybe that connection where we can trade folks that are doing research in each of our own markets, potentially even agricultural production folks, so farmers that could go there and work with some of the farmers in parts of India that are looking to grow their production primarily for the Indian market, but a way that could build relationships whereby down the road, as that market builds into a market that can buy some of our crops and livestock production here, there's opportunities to be able to get there because we've developed that relationship. So tremendous opportunities, lots of folks there. That I go back to, it was mentioned, the reception in Mumbai, it was an absolutely packed room full of folks, and every time you turn around, there's somebody coming up wanting to talk about the opportunities to work with Iowans and what kind of companies they could work with. And these are very advanced, very technologically savvy folks that are there in the midst of a very challenging country. So I think there's a lot of things that can come out of this trip that could be very positive from Iowa for investment in Iowa, opportunities for Iowa companies, and then opportunities to develop that relationship over time between Iowans and Indians.
Thank you.
Bill, thank you. I want to thank Debbie. We would now open it for your questions.
This is Kay at Radio Iowa. Given, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble with my phone. That's not you.
Okay,
given,
I'm glad to hear it's you that's breaking up.
Exactly. Given India's, I guess, massive investment in its own infrastructure and what's going on there, is it unrealistic to think that Indian businesses are going to be investing in Iowa anytime soon?
No, there's already Indian businesses. In fact, there's one that's partnered with ING that's providing, I think they have subcontracted, and there are a number of jobs in Des Moines. There's another company that we talked to that actually has 600 people employed in Keokuk. Mm-hmm. So you've already got some Indian investment in Iowa. There are some other ones that have interest, large and small, in the state. So I think there's great opportunity here.
This is Bill Petrowski from the Des Moines Register. Just to clarify, do you actually have any announcements to be made today or on this trip in terms of things that have consummated?
No, we don't have announcements to make at this time, Bill, but I do think there could be some things that could happen within a matter of months.
Okay.
So there's at least one really significant one, and there's several other smaller ones. Also, Jay Byers was with us, and you may want to visit, follow up with him as well, to talk about some of the discussions he's had with prospects here for the Des Moines area. So, and as I said, we had 32 members in this delegation. Many of them had separate meetings. And so there's a lot of, I think, things that can come out of this and will come out of this in the months and years ahead.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Other questions?
Can I ask a non-trade mission question?
Sure.
Governor, I don't know if you saw the Des Moines Register online yesterday, but we had another story about issues involving EMS in Iowa. In this case, the situation where someone had called EMS, and the person who responded, I think his mother was ill, was somebody who had been convicted of attempted murdering him in the past and who had been convicted of other serious crimes. And again, this appears to be some issues of people working for EMS who serious questions raised about whether they should be there or not. And I guess given the we're aware that you vetoed a study of Iowa EMS during the last legislative session, given some of these repeated questions that keep coming up about EMS operations in Iowa, would you entertain the idea of signing such a bill next session?
Well, first of all, I want to say that there may be a few incidents of people in EMS that maybe aren't appropriate, but I will say there are literally thousands of very dedicated volunteers that give of their time and talent to help other people. And I don't want to see those people hurt just because. And if you have a situation like this, then that should be reviewed and investigated at the local level. But EMS varies across the state. In some of the larger cities like Des Moines, you have the Des Moines Fire Department that's providing that service. In smaller communities like Lake Mills, they have a great volunteer ambulance service. I have been the recipient of their good work. I know there are a lot of dedicated people, and I don't think that we need a statewide investigation of the EMS. I think it would be better to review each individual situation and try to address. If you have a situation like this, that should be reviewed and investigated. It sounds like the individual should not have been employed, and background checks should be made of individuals that are going to be providing these important services.
Sure. I also had a question about the state health insurance exchange. Are you confident that the state health insurance exchange will be ready and glitch-free come October 1?
Well, I can't imagine any state that can say absolutely that's the case, because the federal government, there's a whole lot of questions about that. But I do have confidence in our insurance commissioner. I think Nick Gerhardt's done a great job. We tried to choose, we had no real good choices, and we chose the one that we thought was the best for Iowa, which was the partnership exchange, and it appears that our rates are going to be better than a lot of other states, and it's a complicated, difficult thing, and a lot of people question whether the federal government has the wherewithal or the ability to make it work, but we're going to do our level best to try to work to give Iowans the best information possible and to make it as workable as it can be.
Sure. And just one political question. As you may be aware, there continues to be a lot of debate here back home about whether the state GOP convention should be in July or June, and several people have been calling for the resignation of Mr. Spiker. I guess, do you think Spiker should resign, as some people have been saying?
Well, as I said before, I believe the convention should stay in June. I think it was a mistake to change it. I understand that the Central Committee is looking at convening by telephone on the 23rd, and hopefully that can be resolved. But I do believe that as long as I've been involved with the Republican Party, which is since I've been old enough to vote, the convention's always been in June. I think it should be in June.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Great, thanks, guys. I think we're going to start wrapping up. Is there one final question from anyone?
Sorry, this is Kay. Jimmy Centers sent out a news release this morning with the headline that Liberal Jack Hatch is launching campaign attempting to halt progress. In what ways do you think Jack Hatch is going to halt progress?
Well, first of all, he has voted against a lot of things that we think are critically important to grow this state's economy, but my role is not to get involved in the Democratic primary. Let the Democratic primary voters decide who their candidate should be, and I think there'll be plenty of time once the primary is over to discuss the issues.
Great. Thank you, everybody, for participating in the call. And Governor Debbie, have a safe trip home. Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.